Tonight's shir, Siman Kuf Chav Dalid, Se'if Dalid, He and Vav. Se'if Dalid. Kesha Shliach Tzibur Chayzer HaTfilah, when the Shliach Tzibur repeats to an Esrei, HaKohol Yesh Lem Lishtoik U'lechavein LaBrochos from Mevorach HaChazim L'Anos Amein. The Tzibur should be quiet and pay attention to the brochas that the Chazan is saying and answer Amein. If you don't have nine who are paying attention to the brachas of the Shliach Tzibur, karov leyos birchosov levatolo, it's very close that his brachas are brachas levatolo. Lachain, therefore, kol adam yasa atzmo keilu ein tishes ulaso, each person has to consider himself as without him there won't be nine. V'yichavin lebirchas achazin, and pay attention to the brachas of the chazin. There are more, as yesh oim, some say, shakol ha'om yamdu, everyone should be standing. Kesheches Shirziba Trila, when the Shirziba repeats the Shmon Esrei. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezayin, Yesh Lahem Lishtok, that Tzibur should be quiet, Hainu, meaning to say, Lo mi boi she'osur loyme im ha-Shirziba kol ha-brocha. Not only is it forbidden to recite with the Shirziba the brocha, Davi brocha v'atol, that's an unnecessary brocha, afil l'minkat imo eza tevos me emtsa'o, but even to say some of the words from the middle of the bracha with the Shliach Tzibur, gamken einecho, is really improper. D'yesh l'chush mishum shigur d'lishna, we're afraid that his habit of saying these words will bring him to yoytzi bracha mipiv, to actually say the bracha. V'kol shkon oisen hamagbiyim koylom u'mezamim e Shliach Tzibur davi kiyura, and especially those who raise their voices to sing the Shliach Tzibur, it's arrogance. V'yesh ligur behem, we should stop it. Tahavik kalas roish, it's a kalas roish, it's a frivolous behavior. Now, it would seem this is not talking about yontif, yom neroyim, when with mizamer, with the Shliach Tzibur. Well, in an iser sichas chulin, kasa besif zayin, as far as talking idle chatter, that's already discussed later in Siv Zayin. Sivkan yud zayin, ul chavin. The Tzibur should be quiet and pay attention. So one should be careful from saying tefilos, o lilmod, or to learn, during chazaras hashatz, because you have to pay attention to the brachas. And even though they may pay attention or tune in at the end of the bracha, la'anos amen karoi, to answer amen properly, Shotia Amen Yisayim, it shouldn't be an Amen Yisayim when you don't understand, you don't know what you're saying the bracha for, the Amen for. Kamosh Yispar, as we will clarify. Gam Kein Lo Yafahim Oisim, that's still not right. Shem Haloim Dim Yifnu Lili Mudam, if the people who learn are busy learning during Chazaras Hashatz, Amei Arts Yilmudu Mehen Shlahaz Nashiach Tzibur, everyone else who aren't learners will learn from the learners not to pay attention to Shiach Tzibur. They'll be engaged in idle chatter. Nimsu machtim esiram, it comes out the machti, the rabim, that caused the rabim to sin. The notes on the side point out that even though there are people who don't hear the whole chazaras hashatz, like the kahanim who go out to wash their hands, they still have to pay attention for the part that they're there for. The same is true for the levim. For the part you're there, you pay attention. Or if someone finished Shmona Esrei in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, he should still pay attention to the part that he can. And as far as learning is concerned, the notes being that you can think in learning because no one recognizes what you're doing. However, it's not a good practice because you get distracted from answering Amen to the Brachas. He brings that you cannot write Divrei Torah without speaking. That's also showing you're not paying attention. And he brings from Chaim Kanievsky that if someone were to recite Shnayim Mikra Echad Tag Nur Chazaras Hashatz, it's a mitzvah bo b'avera, and you're not even yoitza. And he says, you're not going to have any atzlocha from learning during that time. So I know there's some people like to say Tehillim during Chazaras Hashatz. You can't do that. That's the saying Tachanunim, he said. You're not supposed to say other tefillahs during Chazaras Hashatz. Siv katan yudchas, ke'ilu ein tishu v'chulu. It's important for every person to consider himself as one of the nine who's paying attention to the Shliach Tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, therefore, yulachatchil chayav neshmo kol ha-bracha v'lasof ha-bracha b'vad. Therefore, you should hear the entire bracha lachatchil, not just the end of the bracha. The implication is that you need nine people following the Shliach Tzibur. So the notes point out that lahalocha, we've already said before in Siman and Hay, that all you need are six who finish Mona Esrei to start Chazaras Hashatz. You don't have to have more than that. So even though we're saying here that those who are listening has to pay attention as if they're the ones, but Lamaisa, we don't have to wait to have nine people listening to start Chazor HaShatz. Sivka Yutes, V'yichavein, V'yichavein L'birchas HaChazen, he should think about what the Chazen is saying. V'ha'oilim nohagin l'tzarif l'minyin u'l'hispal Chazor HaShatz, afilu mishayoyidin bo shemesiach. Now the minig is that people will incorporate to a minion and have chazor sashatz when these people that are part of the minion, you know, they're going to be talking and they're not going to be listening to chazor sashatz. Venerally, it would seem to me that in such a case, it's proper for the Sheikh Tzibur to do what the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo suggests. That the Sheikh Tzibur should make a condition before he starts Chazor HaShatz, that if you don't have nine people answering Amen, and pay attention to his brachos, I want my tefillah to be in the davar. Sivkan Chav, Ya'amdu. Some say, the Ramah says, the Tzibur should stand for Chazor HaShatz. Time of the reason is, Kivan Shemachavnim Vishoim Mashiach Tzibur. Since they're paying attention and listening to Sheikh Tzibur, v'shmei ka'oina, listening is like saying uki l'mispal in ba'atzvam damya. So in some respect, it's as if they're davening themselves, and therefore they should stand. V'chein ha'yaminik ha'kadmonim. That was the practice of the early ones. V'achshav b'avinasinu harabim. Now, due to our many sins, kol echad ois kfi daito. People do what they want. U'mehem yoshin mesichin, and there are people who are just sitting and talking. And everyone agrees the halach is absolutely forbidden to sit within 4 hours of Sheikh Tzibur when he's doing Chazor HaShatz. Si'if hey. Al kol bracha sha'adam shomea. On any bracha a person hears. Bechol makoim, wherever it is, Oime he would say, Barachu uveruch shemo. Mishtabur sifkan chafafa, Oime vechulu. If you happen to be in a place where you're not supposed to interrupt, like Pesuk de Zimmer, you already said Baruch Sh'amar. Certainly in Birchas Kriyishma, afilu bein haprakim asu la'amar. Even if you're between sections, you may not say Baruch Hu v'Shemo. V'chein im shama bracha shechayiv bo, or if you listen to a bracha that you obligate in that bracha. V'miskav, let's say, it's ayidim avarach, and you've in mind to be yoytzem, k'birchas shoifer. Like the bracha the Baal Tekeah says on Shofar, Umegila or it's Purim, and the Baal Kairei is saying the bracha on Megillas Esther. The Kiddush Friday night or Yontov, Kegal, anything like that. Ein lano is Baruch Hu V'Shmo. You can't say Baruch Hu V'Shmo. The Shemeya Ka'oine, because you're being yoytze with the bracha as if you're saying it yourself. Come out, Dama, Atzma, Baruch Adami. It's like you said the bracha yourself. V'Avi Hefzik, Ba Bracha. To say Baruch Hu V'Shmo will be an interruption. V'ayim B'Chai Odom. If you look in Chai Odom, the nisha b'tzorach iyun le'in b'diavad. He is left with a tzorach iyun b'diavad if you did it. For nearly the b'diavad ein lahach and b'zal. I think b'diavad if you did say bracha v'shemo, you would still be yoyt to the bracha. I'm b'seif ha'mogin giborim. Mashakos b'shem ma'aser rokeach. Look in the mogin giborim in the name of the sefer ma'aser rokeach. Ma'aser rokeach says that you would say bracha v'shemo even on a bracha that you yoyt. That you're being yoyt in that bracha. So the ma'aser we don't do it. But there are those who say you can. Therefore, b'diavad, if you did it, we're not going to say you're not yotze. Sifkan chav beis baruch hu v'shemo. For remez l'zeh, a hint to this, mimasha amar kasuv from the pasuk that says kishem Hashem akra havu godel elokeinu. When I say Hashem's name, give greatness to Hashem. So you hear the shem Hashem, you should say a baruch hu v'shemo. But furthermore, im kishem askirin sadik basav adam tzarich levarcha. Whenever you mention a flesh and blood tzaddik, you're supposed to give him a bracha. Shneimer, like the pasuk says, Eichad tzaddik livracha, tzaddik shel olam. So when you mention the tzaddik of the world, Ribono shel olam, kam v'kam, much more so, you should give a bracha. So you say bracha v'shemo. That's the origin or the reason behind it. Uvrachos shechasim yasan katzer. There are brachas that end very briefly. Rakishtei teir is like 2 words. Ke pokeach yivrim. In the brachas in the morning. Okay, gavna shon esrei, orange shon esrei, chol bracha, so any bracha, one of my one particular is the bracha magen David after the haftar. Man nochon l'sheikh tzibu lizoy oz, shlolomar kol kach lachtom take of as a bracha. It's very important for the one who's saying the brachas to be careful not to finish the bracha right away. El lishos ma'at, he should delay a little bit. Kedei shekola oinim yishmu eze brach masamakach. In order for the people who are answering brachu, roshmo, and amen should be able to hear the bracha. Gam yuchom la'os amen teka, that you can answer amen afterwards. The other halachas, if not, lefam, what happens is, on occasion, idea kol shanias brachu roshmo, with the tzibah saying brachu roshmo, harbe mi oinim enim yodim eze brach masam. They don't hear the bracha end. The gam ani asam enim teka of achash akila bracha, and then they can't say amen when the bracha is over. The call to Yeshba Chashash al Omin Yisrael, the Kazam Yisrael, the Kaman Sifches Bahago. So, when he gets the Baruch Magen Dovah, he should stop Baruch Hashem, let everyone say Baruch Shmo, and then say Magen Dovah when it's quiet, so they hear the end. And that's true of any Baruch that ends in two words, or else he'll miss it entirely. You won't even hear that he finished the Baruch, and you won't know that he's finished it, and you won't answer Amen, and so on. Se'iv Vov. V'yanu Amen. At the end of the bracha, you say amen for every bracha. Whether you're being yotze with it, you're not being yotze, it doesn't make a difference. And you should say amen with thought. You should think to yourself, it is true, the bracha that was just recited by the mevarech, and I believe that. Whether you're being yotze or not, what's something to say? Even the ones who are being yotze with the Shir Sibur, we don't consider it as if they're saying amen to their own bracha. Because the mice are not saying anything, they're only answering. So, just the halachas, you don't answer amen to your own bracha, you can answer amen to the bracha you're being yotze. You should answer amen. And you should think about it. If you look at Chai Odom Klavov, he writes, "The Chavein Bani Yosu Amen, Gamal Masha Amar Hamavarech Brachat Hashem," that the Amen isn't only on the end of the bracha, but it's also on the beginning of the bracha. The Hainu, "Shamar Shirsi Brachat Hashem Magen Avraham." The Shliwut says the bracha Magen Avraham. Yechavein Ha'Oyna Es Amen. So when you answer Amen, you should think, "Amen Shem Avoyrach Shem Hashem." Shahoya Morgan Avraham. The Shem Hashem should be blessed. Who is the Morgan Avraham? Okay, Gab Mechal Boston, this is of every single bracha of Chazos Hashatz, and onwards, every bracha, that's what you should be thinking. Sivkan Chafei, MSE, it's true. Vizehu Bevirchas Hodor, that applies to any bracha of thanks. Gom Brocha Amar, Vishtabach, Vagal Yisrael, Kagavna. I suspect it's true of praises Hodor. I would think it's Shevach, praise as well. Al betfila, but if the bracha is a bracha where something is asked for, tzerch shichavin, then the kavanah is a little different. Then it's emesi, it's true. Vegam ani mispalel, shehi ratzon shikurim davizeh, and I also daven for this. When you say amen, you're thinking it's true, not just as for things that are praise of Hashem, yes, it's true, Hashem is this and this and this, but for a bakasha, it is true, and I also need that thing. Can go. Bevirchas atachon. Take the bracha atachon. Shebikas hamispalo. What's the mispalo asking for? Chanan emitcha. Bracha to Hashem. Chanan hadas. Yechavein. The one who answers amen has to think emes. Shu chanan deya. The ibanish shalom should be mevorach. Who's the chanan deya? V'yiratzon shi chanan ulonu gam ken deya. And it should be his will to give us also das. And that's what you should be thinking. Okay, gav mechal brachas, and that goes for every bracha. Ubekadish. When it comes to responding to Kaddish, Tzarech Lechavein Ala Asad Levad. Now you're answering Amen for the future. Sheye Omnu Devarav. It should be true what he's saying. Mashu Mevakesh, that he's asking, She is Gala Malchusu Ba'Golov Zankariv, that Hashem's Malchus should be revealed quickly, soon. The Ikra Idin Bevadai, you call himself, in the end it will be fulfilled. Mashakosov Bayom Ahu Yeshem Echadish Malachot. So your Amen is yes, it should be quick and soon. Cause of Pimigodim Simonon Aleph, Pimigodim Maritza Simonon Aleph, the Oina Amen Acha Birchas Hamachzir, when you answer Amen, Tamas Shkinas Litzion, Loyoma Biyacha, don't say in one statement, Amen Moedim Anachnulach. Don't say it like that. Ki Amen Koi Ala Bracha Kanal, the Amen goes on the Bracha Mas Shkinas Litzion. Umodim, who in the Mifnei Atzma, when you say Modim Rabbonon, it's a separate thing. Rak Yishama'at Acha Tevas Amen. So you should say Amen, pause, and then start the Moedim. If someone is in a position to answer amen to two different brachas, so then he should say two amen, one after the other. Then each amen has the trachten cup, which thought is appropriate for that bracha. Maybe it's just better to say amen v'amen, and that's what we say amen v'amen, and that's both. But you are supposed to think it's MS, and I wanted to, and it's true, and all the kavanas, depending on what is appropriate for that bracha.